Shenara, Shenara, hello everybody. Thank you for joining me on this chilly, chilly day. I'm sure it's chilly. It's Sweden. It's this time of the year. Choosing me is the greatest thing I can say thank you to. You are wonderful people. So thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm going to start with some pretty heavy stuff here, right? Because according to the Swedish Public Health Department, every fourth person, imagine the Beatles, every fourth person in Sweden suffers from a feeling of isolation. I want to hold your hand. Sorry. But an article published by The Local, which you can find online, The Local mentions seven ways to battle this isolation, such as get a dog. Yeah, that's serious. Get a dog. That will help your isolation. Just talk dog. Just talk dog. Go to a sauna. Yeah, that's going to help. Seeing sweaty bodies. Apparently, they like to talk more, the Swedes. And also, get people drinking alcohol. We don't have all seven of them, but my favorite of them was get fika. Do fika. Have fika. Be fika. And this week, I was joined on my wonderful Dream Guest podcast to have a fika with Kayo. Now, she is she's the disco queen of Sverige, probably the world. Her inspirations, her stories, her knowledge. She wanted to have a fika with me. Can you believe it? And we were going to go to Central Park. I said, should we go around on a horse? She goes, no, I'll have a picnic basket and we can have eggs if we are dating. It got confusing, but put it this way, we shared a lot of yolks. That's a joke. It's a joke about eggs. It was a brilliant, brilliant chat. She has a beautiful heart. She's a beautiful person. And she gave me great advice, like follow your dreams. She's turning 60 next April, and she will tell you what you should do to follow those dreams. It's going to be an amazing podcast. So please welcome to my dream guest, my favorite guest of the week. It's Kayo. Welcome to another episode of Dream Guest. Kayo Ciccone.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. There was like a stunned look there of like, no, he's done okay. He's done okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm Al Pitcher, and now recently I'm AI Pitcher.
Yes, so, you are.
So that's been a yes. I think when we asked you, we requested you, we demanded that you must be here. You were a bit confused. You thought it was AI or?
Definitely. It's like in the morning, my first text when I woke up and I got the text like, would you like? And I was like, yeah, artificial intelligence picture.
What technology is doing this?
Yeah.
Is this real? I'm really happy to meet you. I was just wondering if you could tell me about you. Just, you know, you don't have to, whatever you want to tell me.
Okay, let me see. I'd like to come, in Swedish, I would say diskotant. So I would be like this disco lady, preferably sometime queen.
Yes, no.
I don't mind that.
I don't mind that.
I'm a musician, an actress, and entertainer, I would say. I've been doing it for about 40 years. I love, you know, standing on a stage doing all kinds of mischief, I guess.
Do you still get the thrill?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think when I lose it, it's time to retire.
Do you know what? That's probably the same for me as well. I was asking myself, like you do, ask yourself, you know those questions when you're in a dressing room and you're looking in the mirror and you're wondering, do I enjoy this? And I do. So that's really nice to hear that you love it. I know you're doing the intro for yourself here, but I saw that you were a ballet. You did ballet as well.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything you haven't done stage-wise? There must be something you haven't done, maybe.
I haven't done stand-up.
Okay. Well, that's going to be something.
That would be a challenge.
The podcast is now finished, and we're going to bring on your first comedian, Kayo. I know this is what AI is all about. I watched some ballet on Saturday, actually, and all I could think about was those toes?
Oh, yeah. They still hurt. No, I mean, that's painful. But I mean, I think that builds you up as a cat. And as you know, your character gets really strong from that kind of pain. But yeah. I mean, it's a good bad pain in a sense, because you do get over it and you focus on other things.
Mm-mm.
Eventually, I guess. But coming back to the stand-up, that is something that I have such respect for, because to me, when it's not funny,
yes,
it's fire, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When you're singing or you're acting, it's a little more forgiving, I imagine.
I think when you're doing stuff, it's just the immediate response. So if something's not funny, it's silence. But I'm guessing when you sing, you could just...
You can have a false note here and there.
Yeah. And also you can probably just look at the fire exit and go, well, if you're not into this, I am, and I'm going to give it everything.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But do you get that sometimes? You look out the audience and there's, you know, thousands there, and then there's just one person. It's always that one.
Yeah.
Ah, and you just see that person. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah. You know? It happens quite often. And then you also have, especially men, I have to say, that kind of falls asleep.
Oh, wow.
That old trick, you know, they've been maybe drinking a lot and maybe traveling to come see us or me. And when they finally sit down and the heat kind of gets to them and they're like...
They're doing that thing where they fold their arms and they're pinching themselves just to stay awake, you know? Oh, no, I have actually had someone fall asleep during it, but you'd think they'd still be, the focus and the noise would still happen, but yeah.
It's, I mean, why?
Yes, yeah.
Is it me or is it them? It's them.
I was just about to break into song there. Is it me you're looking for? But I shouldn't be doing that to a proper singer. You've done singing. You went to Eurovision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were the nerves like for that?
Ooh. The thing was that you know the phenomena we have here in Sweden called Mello.
Yeah.
So you have to go through that little kind of fire first, and we won that.
Yeah.
So we had to represent Sweden in Eurovision, but we never thought that we would, you know, win in any kind of way.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, we were three black ladies. That had never happened in the very, very Swedish Mello. And also we had a disco song, which had never happened before. So we're like, okay, we'll do it so we can get a few more gigs going.
Mm.
And then when we win, and then when we finally go to Eurovision, we're like, we've already won.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was kind of a cool thing, but also having the pressure of representing Sweden, like, you better do good, you girls. That was nerve-wracking.
The law of, like, kind of Jante in this, you know.
In this country.
In New Zealand, we have, like, a tall poppy syndrome. Like, it's the same thing, really. Don't think too much of yourself. I would think with Eurovision and Mello, like, you'd know that you had the song. Did you think this that we might win this secretly or
no
wow,
really,
that is so cool.
Yeah, no, we were like super underdogs, I would say. So finally, you know, I think that's kind of cute when we sit in Globen, where we had this big Swedish final, and we were like, nah, it's not gonna happen. And when they finally call our name, I did this thing that I never, because I'm a cool girl, I'm like a tomboy.
Yeah,
when you do this, like, like the Miss Universe kind of, oh my God. It just happened. My body reacted in such weird way. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
because it came so from, you know, totally on.
Well, that's pure though, isn't it? That's a pure reaction. That is, I've sung one song on stage. I'm a big fan of U2. And I sang With or Without You for like Norrköping Damkören.
Okay.
Right? They were doing U2 songs and they wanted me to do it. And I got up there and I was so worried that I would be so shit, right? That I actually did like a Bob Dylan version of like, see the stone, see it in your eyes.
Rather,
I was almost like, I'm not going to go fully into this. I'm going to hold back so at the end I can go, I didn't try anyway, you know. So But what a feeling that must have been to be surprised and to see it all happen. And you're with your friends, I'm guessing, the band members.
Yeah, my sisters, my girls.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know if you can relate to that, but when we actually did the number before they started voting, when you also, before, we're like holding our hands and like, okay, let's do this now. And coming back after, we felt in our bodies together, like, poof, we got it.
Yeah.
That satan in Swedish.
Yeah.
And when you get that feeling and then you get paid off like that,
yeah,
that's the most amazing, because you know, I think you can relate to like, oh, that show did.
Yes,
that was kind of shitey.
Exactly. Yeah.
But when it really like, oh, I hit it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sort of what I'm with what we do as well. I think sometimes you can come off going, was that all right? You know, I'm very much one of those putting my hand out like, was that okay? You know? But like some days, you know, and that feeling is fantastic.
It is.
You know. I think it's a hard place to find friends, right? And I don't know if you know, but being on this podcast, we're friends forever, for life, sister.
Yes.
You know, and you think that's a joke. I'll be outside your house later on. So, what I like to sort of imagine is, where would your dream fika be? Where would you like to sit down? If I could take you anywhere right now.
In Stockholm or Sweden or anywhere in the world? Oh, okay. I would say Central Park in New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Summertime.
Because you lived there for a while.
I did. And yeah. I'm very much in love with that city. And Central Park, just the fact, it's kind of, for me, it's like so spacey. You have this green hub long in the middle of that buzzy city. So we would have a picnic in Central Park on a summer's day, maybe May, June.
Yeah.
We would have svenska bullar.
Okay.
Kardemumma, because you can get a lot of fika in New York nowadays.
I can sort that out.
I wouldn't mind a bagel, though.
Okay.
That would work, too.
What kind of coffee are we?
For me, a skinny latte.
Skinny latte.
Yeah.
Look at that, eh? Straight away.
Wow, look at that.
So we're not going on the horse and cart. We're not going around. We're having a picnic.
Yeah.
Not the horse and cart. What's it called? The horse and
the carriage.
Not a cart,
nah.
Is it?
No, that would be overdoing it for me.
Yeah.
I'm super fine with the subway or a yellow cab.
Yeah.
Go straight in.
I recently did some gigs in New York.
Yeah,
and I think it's changed. When was the last time you were there?
I was there 5 years ago, and then I went for a month, January this year.
Okay.
And I was in shock.
It smells a lot of weed as well.
No, I was
Isn't it?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
There's the shock face again.
Yeah.
We've just won. Oh God. Yeah.
No, it was shocking.
Yeah.
It was a little scary. For me, it was, remember that old movie, The Escape from New York?
Yes, yes.
That was kind of a little bit of the vibe I was getting. Like putting people to sleep.
Yeah. Because it's now legalized, the shops where, but there was just the smell of weed. I feel for me in America, there's always that dream, like stand-up wise, you could go and do like 6 or 7 gigs a night. It's really the hub.
Yeah.
It's the hub of comedy. It's great. But I think if you fall through the system there in New York, you're gone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in Sweden, there is that health, you know, it does feel like you get a couple of chances. Please, we'll help you.
Yeah.
But I really found it tough. And what were you doing there in January for the month?
I have what I call my soul daughter.
Yeah.
And she, due to the pandemic, I guess, but she pursued a dream to become like a music manager. And she wants to work for Justin Bieber. She's 32 years old and she's the smartest lady I know. So she decided, I'm going.
Wow.
Also, she's half American, so she has a passport and all of that good stuff. So I kind of delivered her for the first month.
Yeah.
And through my old connections that I had, like, see if I could get her a job or an internship or something.
That's a TV show waiting to happen. Bieber's manager.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just follow the journey.
I mean, that's what I mean. I love people that at least tries. She did her CV and she, like, corrected and, like, and she sent it to his manager. And she got an answer like, okay, we got it. But right now we don't have an opening. But, you know, please let us know. And just to do that is not very Swedish.
Absolutely. Yeah, right? Absolutely. And that's that half American part,
you know,
coming through. Yeah,
I think so.
There's the other part still here going,
don't do it. No, it's never going to happen.
Do you have that kind of dream, you know, is it gone from you? Are you still dreaming of something that...
Yeah. And I keep thinking about it, actually, Al, because I do believe in magic. I do believe that if you wish for something and if you're keeping yourself open to possibilities, that's how I ended up in New York.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, would you like to go to New York to, you know, join a group? I'm like, nej, my Swedish, like, nej, jag tror inte det. Nej, jag vågar inte det. And what happened was, fast forward, my Swedish connection, I told him, no, I'm turning them down. But he said, yeah, she'll go.
Yeah.
So correct. A week later, I get a phone call like, so we have an order. You're going to Germany to audition for the song. And a week later, I was in New York and I was gone for 2 years.
Wow.
So things can happen.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a latte person, but this is very nice. I always find, this is going to sound really stupid, but I found lattes a bit milky.
They are.
which is kind of like saying, hey, this milkshake's a bit milky.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's a hot milkshake.
And that cow looks milky. Oh. Yeah. So we're in Central Park and we've got the coffee. What would you like with your fika?
I love cardamom abule.
Yeah.
The bun, cardamom bun.
Yeah.
But if I wouldn't be able to get it in Central Park or somewhere, I would get a bagel.
Okay.
Yeah, a lox and cream cheese bagel.
Okay.
Yeah, classic. And if we were dating,
yep.
I would probably have like, what do they call, when you have the poached egg and the hollandaise sauce.
Benedict. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only if we were dating, though.
Yeah.
So at the moment, it's a no egg rule.
No, because the hassle of getting it there and keeping it warm. So if you would bring it, then okay. Then anytime.
I'll bring the eggs. But that means I'm dating. But no, okay, I'll tell my
wife.
If you bring it,
it doesn't have to be a date. So it's okay.
I'm method. Okay. We're dating. That's why I'm outside your house, remember? So a little birdie came over to me and said that you are doing what I'm doing at the moment. You're trying to hit the no sugar, no nothing. You're hitting the boring life.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So here we go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that's the healthy option.
Yay. But it looks very healthy. And I know that they're very good.
One of them's yours. I like the way I say one of them. Like, don't take mine. But they're, it's a raw cranberry
Ooh.
Bar.
Yes.
Thank you so much. So that is, let's go.
Yeah, let's try it.
I mean,
yeah,
I mean, that is great.
Mm.
That
mm.
is fantastic. Absolutely approved.
Yeah.
And there's no sugar?
Maybe some dates instead of sugar?
Yeah.
I would say.
Mm. There you go, talking about dates again. But so the no sugar, is this a recent thing or?
Yeah. Since April.
Yeah.
I'm like, enough now. COVID kilos were like hitting the roof. So
Yeah.
I lost 17 kilos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got rid of the sugar.
Yeah.
And got rid of like unhealthy stuff pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm very recent. Like a month ago, I just, it got to that point where I was like, I can't keep eating it. Mm. And do you know what? It made me feel crap as well.
You know.
And it was like, I was bad stomach problems. And I was like, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
Yep.
And do you feel happier?
Yes, I do. I feel happier. I feel lighter. I feel more energized. And I have no problem talking about my age, but I'm hitting 60 in about 5 months. And I said to myself, okay, now is the time. Because if you don't make the change now, I won't have the energy and the strength to grow old. You know?
Well, that's cool.
And also, I think maybe you can relate. I think you can. Working nights.
Yeah.
Having dinner at midnight. And then it's all the sugar and the pasta and the rice and the, you know, it's not that healthy.
Yeah.
So, and then it just lays on you in a bad way.
Absolutely. It often lays on me in a hotel room where I find bits of like, like chips or something. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm just like, I went vegan for a while.
Okay.
But that was
boring.
Yeah, unless you're like really good.
Yeah, because it's a job.
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
But then I started eating eggs, you know, our love thing.
Since
mate, it got checking. Us together. If we ever get rings, we'll have a little yolk on there.
Yeah.
Like a little egg yolk.
That'd be cute.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was good. And then I started eggs and cheese. I was like, I'm vegetarian now. But I like to hear that because fika is such a... It's such a massive part of this country. It's it's such a, you know, romantic fika. Have you had a romantic fika?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
But this is the best one for
Oh, thank you so much.
For sure.
Thank you. If we just, we don't even have to put in music there. Just, and what about dramatic fikas? Ever had one where you're sitting there going, I don't like this. This is going to, this is going to explode.
Yeah. I had one date, a fika date. I tried the whole internet dating thing for a while, short while. So this guy we meet, and you know, when it kind of turned up and it's this thing was the new, it was new. So it was very effective. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, dinner and that, you know, that thing. So he just sits down and he's like, so what do you like? But yeah, what do you mean? Well, I like fishing. I don't want any kids. And I've got my... I faked a press ID since you're famous. So I'm trying to check out if there's any, like, if you have any stalkers with you.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Okay. That's a different kind of fika date.
Yeah, I
would say. I'm like, no, I think I'm fine. So I'll just have a small espresso.
Yeah.
And
right, really small. Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, no fires that I know of, except for that one, though. And I'm sensitive.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Yeah.
I mean, you've only eaten a little bit of
you know?
That.
I'll have another piece.
Yeah, go on. But it is one of those that
you know, can't really talk when
If you were to have like a kind of a dream fika, is there anybody you'd like to fika with if you ever could?
Well,
living, dead.
I had the honor and pleasure to do a play about Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Called Mountaintop, about the night before he was assassinated. And it's taken from real facts. And the maid that served him or brought him coffee that night, I would love to have a coffee with her, and I would definitely love to have a coffee with Martin Luther King.
Yeah. And who's the most famous person you've worked with? You can name drop.
Oh, wow.
I mean, is there someone that, like, when you get talking, you always go, I've got that in the back. I can top trump them here, you know?
Oh, wow. I've had the privilege of working with a lot of, like, stars when it comes to music, of course, but in the era that I was, people that I like. Think 90s dance era, like Cece Peniston and Crystal Waters and Robin S. and all of these girls. I'm like, oh, you're so cool. I still think they're very, very cool.
Yeah,
I've hung out a couple of times with Mick Jagger.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, we had ice cream. That's what he loves. I had a lot of wine.
He likes ice cream.
Yeah, because he stopped drinking.
Jagger. That's a podcast exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. Yeah, that kind of.
So you want to marry me now?
Yes. Yes. But do you walk down the street? People know you though, don't they? But I mean, Sweden, Stockholm especially, they'll leave you alone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but this is a very Swedish thing, I would say. They will leave you alone, but give them one drink. They would talk about you when standing next to you, but you're not there. Like, oh, titta, där står en kändis.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're next to you, or like, undra vad hon ska, what is she eating? And just talking about the person.
Yeah.
Like, they're not there, they're there. That's very Swedish. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. And it drives me nuts sometimes because I'm like, I'm right here.
Yeah, yeah. Just talk to me.
What is it that you need? Okay, so you think my ass looks big? That comes up a lot. Like, look at her ass. It's so big.
I have the same. Same with me as well. Yeah.
That's why we're dieting now.
Yes, that's why.
No,
that's
more sugar.
Why we've made changes.
I know. It's the mystery
cake. This section of the fika of the whole dream guest I meet, the dream guest is we have a mystery cake, right? And it's underneath there. Even I don't know. They could have surprised me. It might be Mick Jagger's tongue or something like that. And here we go. It is...
Whoa!
It looks a bit weird. It looks like a glazed dog turd to me, doesn't it? I'm sorry. It looks too beautiful to eat. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a saffron bun with an exciting history where traditional Swedish folklore and newer Christian beliefs come together. Official Lusse Cat Day falls on the darkest night of the year, on the winter solstice, December the 13th. According to the old Julian calendar. So that's the...
Lucia,
mm-hmm. Yes. Lucia meaning light is celebrated on the same date. It's easy to see the connection with Lusse and Lucia as a prayer for more light. But what about the cat? Oh, sorry, there's an answer to this. Sorry, I thought we had to find out what the cat meant. But
yeah,
many sources write that Lusse cat originated from Germany in the 1600s. According to old sayings, we should watch out for Lusse, a.k.a. Lucifer, who takes the form of a cat. The sly bastard. Beating nasty children while baby Jesus... What? Who wrote this? This is like some weird American evangelist stuff. Nasty children while baby Jesus will give well-behaving children buns. Sound familiar?
Wowzy.
I think we'll be Googling this afterwards. There's a similar folklore also in Sweden that encouraged people to be done with their Christmas preparation by Lucinata, okay. Or else. One should stay vigilant during the night, avoid the outdoors, especially if you're a poorly behaving child. I don't know if I can eat this after all this. Otherwise, Lucy, a type of demonic witch, often depicted as female. Dun, dun, dun. Spoiler alert. Would come riding in the air with her entourage, coming down the chimney and abducting you from your family. Enjoy your Lusse cat there.
Okay.
Enjoy it, Kayo. It's for you. I'll try.
Okay.
I'll try. And this is my first kind of hit of sugar for not for as long as you.
Same here. Okay. Cheers.
That is... I'm not really a saffron fan, but that is really, really nice. A fresh Lusse cat.
Yeah.
You know the ones...
Oh.
I saw, you know, with the little raisins in there.
Mm-hmm.
I see them with the plastic and underneath there's flies all over them and they land.
Yeah, and they're hard.
I still buy them for the kids. I'm like, here, take them from the devil, you know? I must say, you're a very, very nice person. Very easy to chat to.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that because it's being recorded, but you said, that sounded awful, didn't it, at the end? But I No, I meant it. I meant it. But like you said, you're coming up to 60. Is that what kind of fika are you going to have for that? Are you going to have a, because you've got to have some sugar then.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Thankfulness comes in. I'm happy to turn 60 and be healthy.
When's your birth date, so I remember?
In April.
April the
17th.
17th. I don't know why, but I'm March the 28th. And I thought you were going to say, yeah, it's March the 20th. And I thought it was just going to be scrambled eggs. I really thought it was going to happen, but I couldn't bring your date back to my date.
Sorry.
What would be your advice then? It sounds like you're an elderly person.
But I am. But like, I'm cool.
What would you say in life? Like, have more fika.
Yeah.
Enjoy, follow your dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, don't be so afraid or like, take a chance.
Yeah.
Take a chance.
On me.
Yeah. That, I mean, if you can adapt and with all the social media and all the stuff that we have available to us today, try to be a little more brave, curious, take a chance, and do lots of fikas.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, and also that's one of the things I'm going to try to do, have a fika with an elder person, because we have a lot of old people.
Yes, yeah.
And there are some organizations that you can join. That is something that I would love to do.
Yeah.
You know, share the, you know, get some of their wisdom of what their lives have been, you know. So fika is good. More fika.
And is there anything you've got planned? Is anything coming up? You're now into acting?
Yeah.
Well, I'd just say that you've been doing that for a long time. You're
well,
in
not
films,
that much, but...
Theatre?
Yeah, for the past 8 years. But prior to that, it was mostly music. Also, I'm planning to celebrate my 60th by doing my own show.
Yeah.
You know, collecting all the music and my experiences and putting together a little show and maybe see if I can sell it and see if anybody wants to go see my show.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
So I have a friend, she's a director. So we're kind of like sitting and writing and reminiscing. And that's how I came up with like, what kind of famous people have I actually met?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think people would love that because it's a real insight, you know, into who you are and what you want to tell. But yeah, I think that would be really interesting to see where your music came from, who inspired you. And then it's like you could then just break out into a song and
Hopefully. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm aiming for. And my young daughter who moved to New York, I was like, so what's the new thing? What are people craving nowadays? And we were talking about music, but also like entertainment. She said, which I think is wonderful, that I think people are needing and wanting more authenticity.
Yeah, yeah.
They can hear it now. You can detect it because there's so much flakiness going on,
yes,
which we like too. Yeah. So people are coming together and like they can detect that. Nah, she's not meaning what she's singing or what she's saying or what she's standing up about or... So I'm loving that I think that we human beings need to be real and having the courage to be real. So,
cool. What a great way to end. Woo! That is for reals the real at the end. And I might even put that on an Instagram reel.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Thank you so much, Kayo. This has been fun. This is the first time we've met. Yeah. It won't be the last time. I'm going to come to that show.
Yeah.
As long as you give me a free ticket, I will be there. I know. I will pay to
no,
watch
you don't
that.
Have to.
I will pay.
You brought the eggs, no. So it's okay.
I'll throw them and you can... no, I won't do that. Thank you so much for being my dream guest. Thank you, Kayo. For more information on me, please go to my website, alpitcher.com.
This podcast was produced by Soulside Productions and recorded at Clarion Hotel Sign in Stockholm.